So this is supposed to be a fundamentals course. We're going to take it down to a fairly nuts and bolts level and just ask basic questions. Anybody has any other question that I don't touch on, feel free to call me. I'd be glad to visit with you about it. Let me see if I can figure out how to advance this. Like I said, this is basic stuff. We're going to talk about the various components of Railroad Commission regulation. It starts with operators. That's what the Railroad Commission basically has jurisdiction over. We're going to talk about operations in fields. That's the big unit. And operations on leases. That's the next size piece of it. And then, of course, there's the wells. Oil and gas operators are the focus of the Railroad Commission's jurisdiction and its regulations, its rules. The Railroad Commission has jurisdiction over in-the-field activities, both upstream, where the wells are, and midstream, moving away from the leases. For oil and gas wells, that means drilling, completion, production, abandonment. It means protection of the water resources from all the oil and gas activities. And it means waste disposal and cleanup when a mess is made. The jurisdiction includes disposal injection, salt water, other oil and gas waste. It includes injection for secondary recovery, enhanced recovery in some instances.